Hi there, and welcome to Between Players. My name is Zach, and today I'll be interviewing a good friend of mine, Stacy. I'm interviewing her because I'm interested in what it means to her when she hears a phrase like strong female protagonist. I'm also very interested in her experiences as a female gamer.
Hello, I'm Stacy Jempty.
Okay, Stacy Jempty, why don't you tell some of the people listening what you do and how you came to be a video game player?
Currently, I am working as a speech pathologist. I see adults and kids, and I use a lot of technology in my job. I started playing video games as a kid. I have three brothers, and that's kind of how we bonded growing up, was playing a lot of multiplayer games, and sometimes I would just sit and watch them for hours.
So lots of competitive Mario Kart?
Yes. Actually, we played Diddy Kong Racing. That was...
Oh, so was starting from the N64, you got locked in.
Yeah, that was kind of when it all started strong.
Was that the only competitive game you guys played on N64, or did you move up from there?
It's never stopped since then.
Well, yeah. I mean, why would you stop?
What else did we play? Like Bomberman on the Dreamcast.
Multiplayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of multiplayer.
Mostly multiplayer?
There's a lot of co-op too, like Gauntlet Legends and... I'm blanking now, but yeah.
So part of what I'm interested in has to do with essentially the female gender in video games. So, you know, video games are like a very wide medium and they can express a whole bunch of different things. You were talking about Diddy Kong before. A lot of those characters have gender roles assigned to them, but, you know, there's plenty of video games where you play creatures or characters that don't necessarily have like a binary gender identification. And it's kind of like a big deal right now that I say right now because, you know, maybe in 5 years or 10 years, no one will ever have this conversation again. But the topic of gender representation is very important. Mm-hmm. And so part of what I want to talk to you about is when you first identified with a character based on their gender and specifically identified with them as another female character.
Hmm. That's a tough question because I feel a lot of the early games that we played did have characters that were more, that were not non-human. And so I think I would default to choosing female characters just because I was a girl.
Okay.
But it wasn't.
Was it like a rigid thing? You were always picking the girl character? Like in the instance of Diddy Kong Racing, like obviously like the Donkey Kong characters, there's like a female Kong character, right?
We actually all fought over her. 'Cause she was the best racer.
Man.
It was Pipsy.
Pipsy, that's Pipsy. Right.
Yeah.
But obviously you didn't pick her exclusively because of her gender. You picked her because of her qualities in the game.
Yeah, she had great control.
She's like best overall or whatever.
There was a point where we unlocked a feature where we could all play the same character and it would be four Pipsies racing around the track.
So I want to ask you if this perception is true or false. For me, I don't technically see gender as a big deal, but that's because I'm a guy, and most video games, the lead protagonist is a male figure, at least in the last, like, I don't know, maybe 5-10 years. Like, whenever the transition started that, you know, Western game development started becoming a lot more prevalent, there seemed to be a bigger drive to have these, like, grizzled, bearded, cool white guy leads. And not that there's anything necessarily wrong with that, but it does leave a huge quotient of your potential player base without a gendered character to identify with. Do you think it's a big deal that video games should, if they're going to represent people, should they be representing male and female characters more equally?
Yeah, you want to have true or false?
True.
True.
The true true. We only deal in the true true here.
you speak of the true
you
true.
You speak the true true.
Yeah. I mean, it's a complicated question because you could say yes and no. I think there's definitely games where it doesn't matter to me at all.
Could you give an example of a game that doesn't, gender doesn't matter to you in that game?
Any multiplayer game where all of the characters, it's just a skin.
Okay, so specifically, like, let's say the fantasy genre, tends to have a skin not tied to a skill set for mm-hmm. the character.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to be able to pick a female character,
mm-hmm.
but it depends on the story, I think, for me.
Okay.
If it's something like Left 4 Dead, where you're running around shooting things, no one particular character has an advantage over the other one, then...
I mean, I always play as the coach because he just looks tougher.
Yeah. Because he's awesome.
Because he's awesome.
And frankly, the girl character gets old to listen to after a while.
Oh, man.
Which I guess could be a problem.
That could be a problem. Like, if she's annoying, like, if you're annoyed,
yeah,
that's kind of bad.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There's plenty of male annoying characters, but
sure.
If your only female option is irritating,
you just want to be the awesome guy.
Hey, Left 4 Dead 2 mod community, let's get some awesome gal voice updates. I would also agree that in most, I would say, fantasy or adventure games that allow you to select essentially a skin for your character,
mm-hmm.
gender isn't really an issue. But in a lot of games, gender is a big issue, especially like in recent years, adventure action games like Dishonored and up until recently, I guess, fortunately, the Assassin's Creed games are like all cool bro dudes running across rooftops, and female characters are usually like very much second rung if they're not damseled. Do you gender swap in games for advantage reasons?
No.
Or if there's an option to play a guy to disguise your gender, you won't take it?
I wouldn't say that I wouldn't take it, especially depending on the experience I had in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If I maybe had a negative experience as a female player, I certainly don't play a male to exploit it. But I think whether or not I play a male or female character just depends on the day.
Okay. So we've established that you don't have the desire to manipulate a gender skin for any like nefarious gain. What would you say, like, overall, like, when you see your options for a female player skin, do you find them to be reasonable or ridiculous? I mean, like, there's this conversation around body image and how men and women are actualized or visualized in games. Obviously, guys, we are all chiseled. I don't know if you know this, but all men are super chiseled. And depending on the genre of game, we'll have different levels of grooming. But that's across the board, and that's true. What do you think about the female skin options? Do you think that they're overly sexualized? Do you feel like they're taking advantage of any aspects of the female form? Or do they tend to be in a wider spectrum or wide enough spectrum?
I think the short answer to that is probably no. It's definitely improved over the years.
So it was like one of the first game that you saw that you're like, oh, this is noticeably better than X game.
The one that comes to mind is Left 4 Dead.
Okay.
That character just looks like a person.
Okay. Instead of being like a model trapped in
a zombie outbreak.
Small amount of armor. That's a very important thing. I was actually going to talk to you about that. So there's a lot of complaints about like the boob breastplates, the breastplate, I guess they could call it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find it, like, repugnant or stupid that this stuff exists? Do you think it's just stylish? Do you feel like there's a case to be made for either side?
I think as a woman or even a girl growing up and seeing those things, it was totally ridiculous. Especially when the male counterparts to these characters actually had armor that looked functional. And basically, for instance, Soul Calibur.
Oh, yeah. Well.
You're only covering the essentials, and it doesn't make sense in a fighting game for a woman to be dressed that way,
mm-hmm.
unless it's for some other purpose.
Right. It's the entertainment value to the male audience in this case, or maybe the female audience that's interested in seeing other voluptuous women nearly clothed.
Which wasn't really my thing. I think there's to a certain extent, it would kind of be interesting. I was usually more interested in, like in fantasy games, like Final Fantasy, where mm-hmm. they would have, like, really pretty outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that part of it. But something like Soul Calibur, where it boils down to really your fighting skills.
Yeah.
It didn't serve any other purpose for me, so. And as I've gotten older, I feel like I have a choice to spend my money on certain things, I definitely tend to not buy those kinds of games.
I can count on my hands the number of female characters that I saw as like a positive role model in video games, and most of them did kind of boil down to role-playing characters, because it seemed to me that in a lot of role-playing games, you're allotted a lot more freedom for how female characters operate.
Mm-hmm.
They serve a lot of different roles. Some of them are damseled, some of them are not. Some of them transform or transition through the game, and their male counterparts will stagnate to some degree. A good example would be like Final Fantasy VI. The first female character you see is essentially like a major protagonist in the story. And at first she is essentially damseled. Mm-hmm. But after that, she becomes one of the more important and powerful characters in the game.
Yeah.
So she enjoyed a good transition. Some other ones that I can think of that I appreciate, obviously, are like Samus Aran would be considered a strong female protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
More recent times, Lara Croft's transition in the newer Tomb Raider stuff, like they've definitely toned down the deliberate sex appeal and mm-hmm. kind of made her a little bit more realistic in her appearance.
Yeah.
So that she's not an ugly girl. I don't know how else to say that. But she's not unattractive.
Much more relatable or attainable.
Yeah, maybe? Yeah. She doesn't seem ridiculous. She doesn't seem... Her appearance is not like the fantasy ideal of a female form.
Mm-hmm.
Femme Shep is another great one. Like, it was great to see an adventure game take the female character's role in dialogue so seriously.
Yes.
What would you say are your strong female protagonists?
Probably... The one that you mentioned would be Tara from Final Fantasy VI.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I ever connected the dots before as why I liked that game so much, but it was probably because there were a few characters in it that were female that were awesome that mm-hmm. I wanted to have in my party for some other reason besides the fact that they were female. There's not a whole lot of other ones besides the ones that you've mentioned.
I mean, I have, like, a short list, and I know, like, maybe you haven't played them all, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, Ellie from The Last of Us, Clementine, Jade from Beyond Good and Evil. They all fit a particular paradigm, I think, in video games that is positive, and that is you can have an adventurer that is completely capable, and their gender doesn't matter.
Yeah.
A force at work deliberately sidelining women in their appearance and their participation in as video game characters.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that that is true, or do you think that it is just negligence or laziness? What, from your perspective, why aren't there more female characters as lead characters in games? Is it deliberate? Is it lazy? In your words, how would you describe the reason for things being that way?
I don't feel like it's purposeful necessarily. I think it feels like maybe a bit of negligence, just because there's a lack of female perspective in the industry, and so of course there's not going to be a fair representation of females in characters, just like the movie industry or really any other industry where we're not represented in the creative population.
If there were more people, if there were more female creative voices in games, we would see more well-rounded female characters and probably more female characters represented in
games.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's
more creative population is going to generate more female character, more well-rounded female characters, more well-rounded female character representation in games.
Yes. And I think that would be a big step towards solving that problem.
So as like a gal playing games right now, are they going to be encouraged to get into the industry? Or are they going to be sort of dissuaded? Like, is it a real possibility that the way the engine works right now, like, it kind of sets up a mental block to dissuade women from participating?
I would agree with that, yeah.
So there doesn't seem to be the sort of industry desire to grow that?
I can't speak specifically for an industry
because
I don't work in that field. But growing up, playing video games, knowing a lot of other gamers, and the general
attitude towards me as a female minority that did play video games, I could see why it would dissuade people from wanting to participate in that kind of work environment.
Outside of the fantasy genre, what other genres do you think accommodate or represent female players adequately?
That's a tough question.
Because when I think about it, I only see role-playing games. Mm-hmm. Which, props to role-playing games for making gender a skin instead of a...
And really, I feel like those are the hard ones because you're delving more into a story and motives and other aspects of storytelling. There's a few other games that are not necessarily fantasy that have more incorporated more female skins and components into the games. But to me, it's not as big a deal, I think, because it doesn't require a lot of effort, if that makes sense. Like Battlefront, there's some female skins, but it doesn't really make a difference one way or the other.
If there weren't female character skin models, would you be disappointed?
Probably. Yeah. Well, that's good. I like that they have them.
Okay.
But it's not, it doesn't feel like somehow gratifying that has improved. I think if we're talking about being able to identify with a character in a game, maybe a good example of how they've done it well, and I haven't played it, but The Last of Us, I've heard Ellie is a very independent, well-developed character, and that's difficult to do, especially if you have a primarily male writer slash developer, and you don't have that input from the other side. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like, how do they gain that perspective and do it successfully?
Because I feel like I have played several games where you play a female character, and then the things that they do maybe in the storytelling portion where you don't get to make decisions is totally off from what I would decide to do.
Okay.
And it completely disconnects you from the story. Or wanting to relate to that person if you're looking at them thinking, this person's an idiot. like this is not anything that I would really ever decide to do, and I'm not interested in helping this person anymore in a story sense.
Are there any characters you've seen are in the future that you feel like are really excellent representations of female characters in video games?
Strictly in a video game context? No. But I don't know.
Ooh,
everything.
2016 and 15.
But I don't really know everything that's out there either. So
Right.
And I'd be hopeful that there would be something good. I'm hopeful, especially with the new Star Wars having a lead female character, that there would be something.
Yeah, there was kind of a guffaw about her
being left out of
certain
board
products.
Games and yeah.
Apparently,
which
yeah.
is totally ridiculous.
Well, and the other thing is like the character pack that is Target exclusive doesn't have Rey.
Right.
But the other ones have her. But she doesn't have an amiibo, which is more relevant to video games. She doesn't have an amiibo. She's not in Disney's Infinite.
And why?
Yeah, like, why wouldn't she? This is a perfect place to put Rey.
Yeah.
Like, you've got Sad Skywalker, Traitor, and Poe Dameron.
He was in the movie maybe like
15 minutes.
Tops.
Maybe tops.
And he was likable, but
sure.
I liked Finn better.
Give us our Rey amiibo. That's what we want. And put her in Disney Infinite baseline. Like that's where it should start.
Yeah, I agree.
Because those are easy wins.
Well, and especially in the world of storytelling through video games, which is probably what I enjoy the most. I see so much potential to bring in new gamers, people that love reading, people that love watching movies, having it become something interactive. By not having a female perspective, you're just cutting your foot off.
Limiting yourself quite a bit. Yeah, I totally agree. If we're holding the artists accountable, how do we get balanced representation without saying, like, you know, essentially without
mandating
50-50, right? If there are only dudes in a game, that is obviously not representative of the world. Mm-hmm. How can we be judicious and encourage artists to create characters who are not their familiar gender until we reach that point when, you know, we have that other voice in the creative process?
That's a tough question. I feel like my answer would have been to be more inclusive of the other gender in the creative workforce, because that's really where you're probably going to get the best genuine input. Outside of that, I don't know how you could really consult with a female to get a better idea of motive and make it more relatable.
Well, I mean, they could ask you questions, right?
Sure.
You could be the creative consultant for pick a video game company.
The female consultant.
Yeah. Just show up and be like, nah, she wouldn't do that. I mean, there might be some truth to that. Like,
yeah.
In tech, we have a similar problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe there's something to having... It sounds sort of ridiculous now that I'm saying it, but like...
Some kind of consultant?
Like a consultant. Like an editor. You know, like a creative editor that's a woman that has like a really strong voice.
A lifetime of experiences to draw from.
Yeah.
Instead of what you think.
Because you can make a lot of assumptions.
Somebody's life experiences are.
And yeah, we all, like, some of us have, you know, sisters and, you know, some of us draw from that. In it, from a creative sense, I'm sure, but it is not the same thing as growing up as that person.
No.
And having that person's insight when you're fleshing out a character based on those references is probably incredibly beneficial.
Or even to just make stories or characters more interesting in a way that's realistic.
So what's the most terrible trope for girls for you?
Probably being damseled all the time.
Really? The damsel is the worst?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. I can't tell you how many times playing video games or participating in some other form of media that I'm pretty good at, that people are super surprised that I'm competent.
Oh.
And I've been told, you play really well for a girl.
Ooh.
And I'm like, yeah, I just kicked your ass. But I'm good at this game, so you shouldn't feel bad at it.
You didn't trick them into losing.
No.
They lost because they were not as good as you.
Yeah, but that's the attitude in general that I think is dissuading people from wanting to pursue a career in computer science or video games.
Is that you've done pretty good for a girl mentality?
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of the attitudes that I have felt over the years have been either somewhat patronizing praise... Like, oh, yeah, you're really good. But you feel like it's with maybe an ulterior motive, or like the white knight kind of thing. Like,
okay.
Being too polite, not being treated as an equal in a gaming scenario. Even stuff like real-time strategies. Like, people would say stuff that was meant to be a compliment, but it's kind of offensive.
Interesting.
Yeah. Take our skill at face value.
Not every girl has been playing video games for 20 years.
At least.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
Probably like 25 years.
Yeah.
I'd be about my service record so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm about the same. And I don't have the time to put it into it now. But maybe that would be a reason to play a male character.
What?
Just if I was actually playing to be competitive in some...
So deliberately disguising who you are...
So that I don't get either
prejudged.
Special treatment or harassed.
Okay. Which is still a big, unfortunately, still kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing with me and in future us, whoever us is out on the internet. I think your insights are really valid. And I mean, I know because I've played games with you that it's not just like, well, it's just pretty good for a girl. Like, you're like incredibly... competitive and very good at more astute. I'm like a lazy bad gamer, but like when I think I'm doing well, you're doing very well. I'm like, oh, I've got this. I don't got this. Stacy's crushing me right now. It's happening. Anytime I've ever lost to you, I've never felt bad about it. Like,
oh, good.
It's always been like, no, I missed these spots here, and she totally saw it and had me. Like, there was no question. It wasn't luck, I'll put it that way. It was like very much your ability to strategize in a way that is awesome. But yeah, no, thank you very much for sharing your experiences or part of them. And, you know, I hope that you'll want to come back and talk to this audience again and with me.
Absolutely.
And appreciate you being with us.
Thank you for having me.